Kevin Knight, a rousing round of applause for growing in Indiana. Literally, Knight Transportation that has just an incredible history, and not just here in the Hoosier State, but an incredible story since its founding around 1990. It's a great American success story. Literally, this company could have grown anywhere, and it chose to grow here in Indiana with this new spectacular Regional Operations Service Center and training facility. I want to thank all of the team that are gathered here today to make this announcement. I want to thank Kevin. I want to thank his entire team who are gathered here with us today. Many of the team are in from Arizona, join me in thanking Kevin Quast, Bill Ramsey, Jim Updike, and Joe Petrito, and Glenn Thomas, and everyone who leads this Indiana-based team and has created such a template for success and growth right here in the Hoosier State. Thank you all so very much. I'm also grateful for the great leadership represented here for the Plainfield Town Council. Robin Brandgard is my friend. We were just dining at the Oasis last week, and I don't know Robin if we actually even mentioned that we had this both on our schedule. But you'll hear from Robin in a few minutes. But so much is happening here. The president of the Plainfield Town Council, Robin, thank you. Thank you for Plainfield's great effort in bringing about this day. And to all who are gathered here and members of the Knight team, I see folks from Vincennes University, a great partner in efforts and other businesses. I say good morning, and this is a great day. We really want to thank Kevin and the whole team at Knight's Transportation. This multi-million-dollar investment, just short of a $5 million investment here, also transformed what was a long-term airport parking facility into this new state-of-the-art facility serving logistics needs all across the Midwest. And I'm also excited to say that when you see those bright red trucks rolling down the highway, you'll know more often than not that the hardworking drivers actually got their training right here in the Hoosier State at this new facility. The news of this investment pales in comparison to their plan to add another 426 good-paying jobs right here to Plainfield and the greater Indianapolis area. And let me just say, Kevin, with great admiration for you, the story of this company is a great American story. And Knight Transportation started out as a family business back in 1990. Initial sales were about $13 million. I think last numbers that were available for this now publicly traded company, $850 million in sales, 5,500 employees, and this is a company that has made the Forbes top 200 for the last 15 years in a row. This is an incredible American success story. And that proceeds from great leadership. It proceeds from the kind of leadership that inspires a team to do their best. And frankly, I saw a little bit of that in high relief. Every employee that we encountered coming through the back door of the facility here, Kevin knew and they knew Kevin. I don't know how many publicly traded companies in America could boast of that. Kevin, it's a testament to your leadership and to the servant leadership of your whole management team. But let me also say with a little less modesty than you've demonstrated, that you have chosen wisely when you chose to grow in Indiana. We are the crossroads of America. Indiana is home to more pass-through interstates than any other state in the nation. Our roads connect businesses to 82 million people within a 500-mile radius, and our excellent interstate system actually allows overland trucking to reach 80% of the U.S. and Canadian population in just one day's drive. But I want to assure you, as you've made this colossal investment in the Hoosier State, that Indiana is going to continue to live up to that moniker of the crossroads of America. We believe that roads mean jobs. I just signed into law another investment, $1.2 billion of investment available for state and local roads to build on more than $1 billion in the last year and more than $5 billion in addition to that over the last 10 years. We are incredibly proud of our roads. We're going to continue to live up to that reputation. And beyond roads, we're also, you know, it's about air and water and rail and every other way you get things around America. We know, other than having the best people in the world, we know we've got the best location in America. And so you obviously already know, having arrived there, that we've got a heck of an airport right nearby. But what you may not know is for the fourth straight year, the Indianapolis International Airport has been ranked as the top airport in the United States of America. So we're going to continue to build on excellence as night transportation grows here. Well, there's a lot of people to thank, and I'll close by simply saying thank you again. Thank you to really three groups that deserve the credit here. Number one, thank you to Kevin Knight, the whole management team in Phoenix, for believing in Indiana and for making this investment in Indiana and creating more than 400 new good-paying jobs here in the Hoosier State, on top of the 150 jobs that they've had here and built here over the last 20 years. Secondly, I want to say thanks again to Town Council President Robin Brandgard and the great partnership with the City of Plainfield. So well represented here by their entire team, rolled their sleeves up. When the Indiana Economic Development Corporation identified this opportunity, Plainfield stepped all the way up and made it possible for this to make economic sense for everyone involved. But lastly, I think most of the credit actually goes, and I have a feeling Kevin would agree with me strongly, most of the credit here goes to the people of Indiana. I'll end where I began. The truth is, when you have a publicly traded company that has more than 5,000 employees, does business all over the United States of America, this investment could go anywhere. And so to all of you that are wearing the red shirts before me and behind me, all of you that are a part of the night transportation team, and all of the people of Indiana who are going to be future parts of this team, today is yours. This is an affirmation of the hard work, the character, the work ethic, and the quality of the people of the state of Indiana. So it's to the people of night transportation today that I say, well done. Thank you for bringing this big win home to Indiana. And here's to a great and prosperous future for this great company in the Hoosier State. God bless you all.